As long as the Matrix exists, the human race will never be free.
We're all monkeys.
You're doing theater when you should be doing debate.
I'm not going to debate you, Jerry. Okay, I'm not going to sit here and debate.
No, I'm not going to be your monkey. The show that you did to me is puppets making crank phone calls.
Get lots of sleep. Tomorrow, we will all be risking our lives for freedom.
I'm here to confront you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Red Fight.
Wow, take three. You know, hopefully I get something right on this one. Welcome to the show, folks. Random Bites Radio, I'm Ross Rader, www.byte.org. You could call this the Anarchy Show. Originally, I was going to call it the Anarchy Show because it's sort of the theme of the stuff I wanted to touch on, some of the tunes I'd brought up, and certainly the intro and the elections next week and all that kind of stuff. But it turns out the anarchy is coming from the computing environment that I'm working at. Switched over to some new gear this week. And because it's USB-based, I guess, it's giving me a bit more of a hard time than I'd expected. Hopefully, I think I've nailed down the problems, and this is actually recording, unlike the first time. And it's not going to crash like it did the second time. We'll find out. If you never hear this, you know I had problems. Anyways, no real show this week. Well, we've got a bit of a show. I'm not going to be doing any big, long-winded interviews with argumentative people like Doug McDonald. I do have a few things to get off my chest. You know, certainly what's going on at work is just really, really sucking up a lot of my time. Those damn day jobs have a way of doing that. But crunch time, deadline tomorrow, that kind of stuff, it's really come down to a question of projects or podcasts, and as long as the boss is still signing the paychecks, I'm not getting anything from the podcasting thing. So, I know, Adam, maybe if you're listening, if you want to send me a podcasting check, we could work out some sort of promotional royalty arrangement. Maybe I could spend less time at work, but until I get that sort of official support in place, ain't going to happen, folks. Anyways, definitely thanks for all the feedback with last week's show. All of it was very, very, very helpful, and I certainly had a good time. Hopefully you guys got some good value out of it too. Definitely going to do it again, but not in the same format. As I mentioned, it was a bit long-winded. Not all Doug's fault. It was just long. We probably had too many topics to cover off. I could have edited that down. Didn't feel like it. Mistake number two. So I'm definitely going to tighten up the script next time and, edit it down if I need to. I still got to figure out that sound quality issue. As I mentioned, I've got some better recording gear here. Upgraded the headset to something USB-based. Better dynamic range, better response. You're soaking in it, so if it's pleasing to your ears, I've done my part. Something I've been wondering about this week has really been focused around the A-list of audio. Guys like Eric Rice, Adam Curry, Dave Slush, they're all doing an amazing job. The usual suspects I think they're nailing this new medium. It's a lot of fun listening to them, especially when you got guys like Dave Weiner jumping in with experiments. His bit about Robert Scoble last week I spit coffee out of my nose. It was pretty funny. I usually think of Dave as a very insightful, serious guy, and I don't think of him as the funny guy. And just hearing him do that a little bit was pretty funny. Certainly, side of him that I hadn't quite heard before. But we've got those guys, and they're having a lot of fun with it, and I'm enjoying it, and presumably there's at least two or three other people out there listening to these things, but I'm not hearing anything from the blogging A-list. A few of them have mentioned it on their web blogs, but I would have thought, like Doc Searles, radio guy, Cory Doctorow, Freedom Fire, Joey, community builder, Joey Ito, not Davila. Where are these guys? This is like the perfect experimental, geeky, hip, interactive stuff that these guys are usually all over. But, other than Doc on the Gilmore Gang, I want to hear the Doc Radio Hour. And Corey, for you should be on top of this stuff with the F. It is just waiting for you to pick it up and use it as a great example of what happens when people control their bits. I'm doing what I'm doing today because I'm not encumbered by outrageous proprietary protection mechanisms courtesy of the RIA and the MPAA, or even the MPAA, or the, you know, whatever the acronym the evil guys of the week are. Mr. Ito, this stuff is mobility. It is building new communities. It's all about working at the edge of that advance guard of early adopters, and that's where you thrive. I've not heard anything from you. I don't want to hear you write about it. I want to hear you. So come on, guys, step up. Do something. Even if it's just sending in some audio comments to Adam Curry or getting Eric Rice to do an interview with you. Get out there. Do it. It's fun. I think you'll enjoy it. And I think with the causes that you guys continually step up to, this would be a really useful medium for you. Anyways, enough on the ranty track for me. Let's move on to some tunes. Here's a bit of a holiday-themed track that I picked up from a band called Menagerie. Website, www.thisismenagerie.com. Definitely a struggling band from the sounds of it. You know, their website bio reads more like a script from Spinal Tap than it does from a promotional sheet. Great sound, though. You know, a little bit of grunge, a little bit of punky, poppy, a little bit of bluesy stuff to it. Anyways, listen to it. Give it a shot. The track is Halloween, the band is Menagerie, and apparently they are currently looking for a drummer.
Outside. She is a wild girl, but that's alright because she's living in a wild world. And she's kinda like the queen bee, swimming in cola like a strange bird you don't want to get close to. Yeah, she's a strange bird, and I should know because I thought I heard an angel from down the road, but it was you, girl, climbing up a tree and you were howling. I thought I heard you singing, I'm a princess and I'm a thief. I'll make you laugh and leave you grief. Pay your ticket and get your keys, cause I'm bored and I wanna go home. I'm bored and I wanna go home. She is a wild one, but that's okay because she's living in a wild world where I'm the fly and she's the spider, fighting it out beneath your collar. I thought I heard her singing, I'm a princess and I'm a thief. I'll make you laugh and leave you grief. Pay your ticket and get your keys, cause I'm bored and I wanna go home. I'm bored and I wanna go home.
Hey, welcome back. That was Bobby Bear Jr. with Strainbird. Before that, we had Lucero, L-U-C-E-R-O. I don't know what the heck the pronunciation is for that one. Tears Don't Matter Much, and as I mentioned, then kicking it off with Menagerie and Halloween. Excuse me. So the Americans are going to elect a president next week. Thank God. 2 years is just not. You guys need to be quicker with this stuff. It's all I can say. It's an innocent bystander, a little bit north of the border. It's painful watching you guys do this. You know, and then you end up with an option between George Bush and John Kerry, which in my mind is not really, you know, an option at all. You know, I don't see Kerry as being a leader, and it's certainly that Bush is less of a leader. You know, who am I to talk? But you can look at these guys, and you just know, you know, there's nothing there to inspire anybody into following them. You know, it's certainly the case that you know, you look at Kerry and you don't see president in him. You know, granted, guys like Gore don't have it, and certainly, you know, Bush doesn't have it either. Don't get me wrong. You know, I think that Cheney's got a small touch of it. You know, but you look at Clinton and Bush Sr., Reagan, even Carter. You know, hey, they had that je ne sais quoi, I guess, that I'm talking about. But Bush Jr. and Kerry, they kind of remind me of Muppets. You know, maybe that's what John Stewart was talking about with the prank phone calls crack that he made on Crossfire last week. Anyways, you know, I'm not the political commentary guy, so I'm not going to pretend that I am. But I do have a bit here from Radio Crack, doing some great spoken word from the Niagara suburbs. And right after that, I'm losing my voice, so I'm going to keep playing some tracks. This one's a little bit of a tribute to Mr. Rice. A little bit of hip-hop from his neighborhood. Great track from a guy named Dr. Evil. Enjoy.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Now keep them working. Give the troops extra rations and pay and commend them for a good job. If all goes well, we'll send for colonists within a week.
And frankly, I don't trust government enough to allow them to make the decisions for all of us citizens. That doesn't seem appropriate to me.
dangerous, damaging, desperate, frustrated, contaminated, fraudulent government garbage.
We saw a damn 2,000-pound bomb go right in front of us.
Death, war, and how they die. Carpet bombing, chemical weapons, war. Truck bomb, killing yourself, war. Fatal shooting, assassins, war. War.
On American soil.
Dying of a heart attack. Dying of cancer. Dying of a terrorist nuclear bomb. War.
It blew up.
War. The hidden Nazis next door.
Bush is Hitler. Cheney's Hitler.
A liar, unremorseful killer.
Please send me a letter and tell me what I can do to save our country. America is committed to phase out the Bill of Rights.
Polling voters.
Our law enforcement needs the Patriot Act.
The first ideal of America, a vision of freedom for the very.
Shake Muhammad. Americans for history. Because of American leadership, we'll be defeated.
Go home and die.
The United States are fighting regimes and armaments for terrorists. America is committed to keeping the world's most dangerous weapons. They are even more important for hunting terrorists.
Called Project Eagle.
Actions we've shown, what kind of nation we are. Weapons of mass murder.
We should do it now.
Tell me what I can do to save Muhammad in God's sight. Vice President Cheney was found in a hole. George is high and jobs are on the rise.
Time for us to bug out.
This must be the planet of the idiots.
And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House!
It's the same thing everywhere I go. Different day, same flows, even though I show nothing to gain. It's the same thing, life's just like a game. Everyone wants a fame with no time to maintain. And that's why they smoke this, and that's why they drink that. It's a fact that when stress builds up, I'ma fill my cup to the brim with bourbon and gin. To wash my sins down and then I'll throw it up. Pick up my cup and I fill it up again. This life keeps on going and going, no time to rest. I'm on my last breath, things will challenge on to the next. This life's just killing me. My tax goes toward the untold facts, so keep my eyes open. First to make a move, study the plan to prove your policy is bullshit. So I wrote this as a movement to promote improvement and keep on moving as the world turns. So I sit and burn a bowl, learn with a compassionate concern and earn some knowledge. Survive through college, driving a degree to succeed, never exceed my limits. I'm gonna lobby my way into the system through the Senate. And bend a whole lot of laws, creating infiltrate the state that hates lyrical debates for legalization in all states. Man, I ain't about to face the system, I'm about manipulating them. Embezzling campaign funds, investing in the bonds while the rest of the world ignores me. Now tell me, where's the glory?
It's time to wake up, and see the world we live in. Pushed out the shadows, driven out by this government. Suffering, a nation dying in the wind, I see no heaven. It's time to wake up, and see the world we live in. Pushed out the shadows, driven out by this government. Suffering. Down in the wind, I see no heaven. I
still don't understand my current balance yet. This $1.50 they're giving me is fucking killing me. Still filling up my gas tank, ain't too damn much for me to fill past half. So while I'm going, still be broke, still be hot, still be drunk. Still don't know if I'ma make it home off of $2 alone. Thank you, Senate and Assembly members, for keeping me broke.
All right, folks, that's got to be it for me. I'm losing my voice real quick here. I don't know if you can tell or not. Hopefully, I'm just crossing my fingers. That doesn't mean it's a prelude to me actually getting sick. Because unlike Adam Curry, I don't think that I'm going to sit in bed and do podcasts while sniffling and burping and fevering. Anyways, you know, if I don't get sick next week, I'll be coming at you from the floor of Ice Pecan in Santa Clara. Looks like they got a great show lined up. We've got tons of great stuff going on. A whole bunch of Toucousians will definitely be there giving you the 411 from Booth 41. Sorry, couldn't resist that. About the Toucous line of back office and wholesale products, stuff like Blogware and our outsourced email platform and so on. We've also got some announcements lined up from our back office products team about the Platypus billing and provisioning system, and of course, what I'm most excited about is a special sneak peek that I'll be doing at an invitation-only special reseller thing on November 3rd, where I'm going to give everybody a sneak peek of what I've been working my butt off trying to get ready for next week. A little secret project called Sky Dasher. Don't tell anybody. If you're there, definitely hook up with me, and I'd be more than happy to either show you, get you into the event if you're one of our resellers, or otherwise just kind of describe it in maybe some shadow puppets on the wall or something like that. Anyways, that's it for me, folks. Thanks for hanging in there. I've got a track lined up from the Dearest to get you through until we talk next. Cheers.
got stronger. Our love, don't mess with our love. Our love is so much stronger.
Not to cry.